Stuart, I feel like we're going to have a similar chat to the last two home games. You're 1-0 up, and then a late equaliser has cost you.
Well, before the game, we watched Derby Brentford, and Brentford battered Derby, but just couldn't get that second goal. And then the boy Darren Bent scores an equaliser, and that just sums it up there. We just couldn't get the second goal. I can't fault the effort and the commitment. We've created chances with the woodwork twice. The ball's gone across the 6-yard box. We've had headers that should have been put in. We should have had tap-ins as well. But this is the championship. You've got to keep going. And what's happened is that we've ended up getting done on a counter attack, and suddenly we've thrown 2 points away again.
The first call we've had tonight points at the miss from Atinuyu again, and again it's something else we've talked about a lot. There's been draw games that could have been wins if Niuyu finishes a chance. He has to score again, doesn't he, in that occasion there?
He has to score. That's his job. That's what he's paid to do. He has to score. But he's come in and has apologised to the boys. But the first and foremost is that I can't fault the boys' effort, the commitment, the willingness to work hard. It's just that little bit of that final bit of quality in that final third. But there's not just only Hattie that should be scoring today. There's other people that should be scoring as well.
He could legitimately have nearly 20 goals this year, couldn't he?
Well, we could say that about Stevie May. I think Stevie May's probably gone through two or three times one-on-ones. But just even the start of the second half, I think Lloyd Isgrove has gone through one-on-one. Hey, it's a frustrating game. It's these forwards cost a lot of money. And some clubs have played out 25, 30 millions for forwards, and it's still not happening for them. But Atty's as upset as anybody, disappointed. He's come in and apologised to his teammates. But like I say, that's part and parcel of being a striker. But I want other players in the team to chip in. I've had no centre-halves chip in with a goal from a set play. We've had umpteen amount of corners. Tom Leeds scored goals at Leeds. I think he scored goals at Accrington when he went there on loan. So again, questions have got to be asked there. By we are not getting enough goals throughout the team. Strikers' role, yes, that is their role to score the goals, and we should have won that game 2 or 3 goals. To be fair, and Westie's pulled off a great save in the first half, but chances created, clear cut chances. I thought our goal that we scored was fantastic team play, a good goal, and suddenly you got Kieran Lavery, Johnny on the spot in the right place.
Let's talk about Lavery, because he was one of the bright points today, wasn't he? Another goal, came so close to scoring a spectacular second as well, and he looks very bright since he came back here.
Yeah, he's a hungry boy. He wants to do well. He wants to play in Sheffield Wednesday's first team. And one thing he does know, he's got competition in front of him. But at the moment, he's got the shirt, and it's up to him to keep the shirt. If he puts performances in like that, he knows he's going to be starting. His calf just cramped up and tightened up a little bit, so he was a little bit concerned that he was going to maybe pull it. Same with Bush. Bush was tired and fatigued. And was
McGugan carrying something as well?
And McGugan was carrying something as well. So suddenly you're having to put your three subs on. I've got two lads on bookings, so you're just a little bit worried that maybe they might get another yellow card. But like I said, going back to Labs's all-round team performance today was excellent. His ball retention was good. I think he caused their two centre-backs a problem. He's got a couple of tricks in him. He can run at people. The most important thing is he can sniff a goal. He lays it off and he wants to get in the box. Now we need to find him a little bit more in the box when we get into good areas. Several times today we've got into good areas, and it's just picking out that final pass.
Do you think that he's making a statement that as this club in the summer is going to be active, I think it's fair to say, that he is somebody who really belongs as a youth product of this club to be very much part of the plans next season?
Well, I knew this time last year when he sort of came in, when I first started working, he's always wanted to do finishing drills. He's always the last person off the training pitch, and hey, he scores all different types of goals, and that's what you need from a forward. I don't know if it's gone in off his left knee or his right knee or it's a side foot finish for the first goal. He's got a headed goal at Rotherham. He was beating himself up. He was disappointed with that he didn't score the one at Norwich last week that we had. But the most important thing, like I say, is that he pulls the shirt on with pride because he's come through the academy and he wants to do well here.
How do you think that Lewis Buxton did today? He was given an opportunity to start.
I thought Lewis and probably Camille was probably our best two defenders today. Camille dominant in the air, won a lot of the balls. And again, Lewis's probably first start in 6 months. I just felt we needed a bit of an older head and not steady Eddie, but I mean an experienced knowledge player playing in that position, because our back four has had to chop and change due to injuries. And I thought his use of the ball, his reading the game was excellent. And he got forward as well, and I think he played a big part in the in Lavs's goal in the first half, and he got up and down the wing as well.
He's one of the players, one of several players who are out of contract in the summer. Is this a big finish to the season for players like that as they try and prove that they deserve a new contract?
Well, any player will always play for themselves, as in whatever's at stake, whether they've got 18 months left of a contract, 12 months, or they're running out of contract. But they've got their own pride. I've just said there in the dressing room is that I can't fault the effort, commitment. Atty's come in and apologised, but we win together and we lose together and we draw together. And I've got a tight-knit dressing room there. I've got a dressing room that stick together. And they're as disappointed for Atty as what Atty is as well. But the most important thing, like I say, is the team spirit. We'll stick together. We've got two home games left to play. We've got two good games. We've got say in who's probably going up in the into the playoffs, playing Brentford on Tuesday. And then we've got another last home game against the bragging rights against Leeds.
We just had a very passionate call from a fan called David who called out his fellow supporters and said that right from the start of the game, he felt that there was a pure negativity is what he said. And he said it was a disgrace that the fans just turned up today and were moaning from the start. Do you and the players feel like there's a negative atmosphere? And does that create any extra pressure?
No, all we can control is what we do inside them lines on the pitch. And like I said, there'll be a negative atmosphere if people are not putting the effort or the commitment in. You can't question any effort or commitment. You can't question that lads, so-called at this stage of the season where we are in the league, people say they've got the flip-flops on. I've never, ever questioned. We've probably this season in 40-odd games, we've probably only not turned up for probably two or three games. We've always had a say in the games. What we haven't done is either get the second goal or get the first goal where we've created chances. We have not converted enough chances. That's the disappointing thing. And the fans will go home happy long as we're sticking the ball in the net. I've just said to the players there, long as we're creating chances, I'll look us to change eventually for everybody, whether it be for Tom Lees to score a goal from a set play or for Atty to score with a header.
Stuart, and just a final point, fitness-wise, are the players getting ready to come back? Will Keane is one as well we need to check on. Are the players who could be back in contention for Tuesday night?
No, because Will's had a bit of a setback. Semi's had a bit of a setback. That group of players are going to have to go again on Tuesday against Brentford. From the treatment room, I don't think there's anybody else that's ready to come out. But like I say, the most important thing for the players is that we stick together. And what we do is try and kick on these next few games that we've got to get as many points as possible.